The Ghost Teacher by Julie Hart. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Introduction. My name is Tony. I'm a student in Class 2B at West Hill School. Our school is very old. Mr. Wilson is the caretaker. He's 73 years old. He was a student at West Hill when he was a boy. Everybody thinks that Mr. Wilson is strange. He walks around the school with an old oil lamp at night. He says that there are ghosts in the school. He sometimes sees them in the corridor at night. There are some classrooms that we don't use. Mr. Wilson locks these rooms. He says that the ghosts live in these rooms. We don't think that there are ghosts, but then... Chapter 1. One day, a big silver car arrives at the school gate. We run to look at it. Look at that big silver car! It's a very old model, but it looks new.
Who's in the car, Tony?
It's dark inside. I can't see the driver. The door of the car opens. There's a smell of smoke from a pipe, but nobody gets out of the car. The door closes again, and the car starts to move. It turns and goes away. We hear the school bell. Everybody goes into the classroom. Everybody is talking about the strange silver car. Our teacher doesn't arrive. The head teacher comes into the classroom.
Your teacher is ill today, says the head teacher. She's not at school. You've got a new teacher. His name is Mr. Brown.
A strange man comes into our classroom. He's got a black hat and a long black coat. There's a pipe in his mouth. He's got a lot of books and a stick. The man puts the books down and hits the table with the stick.
Stand up. I want you to stand up when I come into the room.
We all stand up.
My name is Mr. Brown,
the man says.
I'm your new teacher. Sit down, everybody. When you speak to me, call me Sir. I'm going to say your names. When you hear your name, answer, "Here, sir."
Mr. Brown says our names.
David Adams.
Here, sir.
Linda Peters.
Here, sir.
Billy Reed. Where's Billy Reed?
There's no answer. Billy Reed sits in the seat next to me. His seat is empty. I put up my hand. Billy isn't here, sir. The door opens and Billy Reed runs into the classroom.
Are you Billy Reed?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sir.
You're late. Stand here until the end of the lesson.
Everybody is very quiet. I don't think I like Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown has got a lot of books. They're very old. He puts them on our desks. They've got old pictures in them. Mr. Brown says,
Turn to page 130.
We turn to the page and see a picture of a very old motor car. It's got big wheels and a big seat at the front. There's a long black seat at the back. It's similar to the car with the mysterious driver.
This is a new type of motor car. Do you know what model it is?
What does Mr. Brown mean? That isn't a new type of car. Susan Smart puts up her hand.
The car is a Phantom. It's a 1935 model.
We all hate Susan Smart. She always knows everything. Stephen Dobson throws a pen at her. It falls in her hair. Susan is angry. She pulls the pen from her hair. Suddenly, a piece of chalk hits Stephen Dobson on the nose. Everybody laughs.
Ouch!
That was fantastic. Mr. Brown is very good. We all look at Mr. Brown. He's got some chalk in his hand again. Mr. Brown continues.
Yes, Susan. This is a picture of a Phantom. The designers are my friends. They're very intelligent men. Their names are Charles Rolls and Henry Royce. Henry Royce sometimes takes me for a drive in his car.
That's impossible. Charles Rolls and Henry Royce are dead.
Mr. Brown is very angry.
Don't lie, Billy. Write, it is wrong to lie 100 times on the blackboard.
But I'm not lying.
Billy is scared of Mr. Brown. He starts to write the words. Mr. Brown asks us to read about the Phantom car. He writes some questions about the car on the blackboard. We answer the questions in our exercise books. Mr. Brown walks up and down the rows of desks. He taps his stick on his hand all the time. We're all very quiet. Nobody wants to make Mr. Brown angry.